On October 13th, 17 young cranes followed ultralight aircraft out of the Nisida Wildlife Refuge in central Wisconsin. After many problems with poor flying weather, the birds and planes are only in northern Georgia, far short of their goal of a wildlife refuge in central Florida. That means the experiment's seventh annual southerly migration with first-year birds will take the most amount of time compared to earlier flights. But Rachel Levin of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says bird experts do not recommend cutting the trip short and want the flock to reach Florida.
We really want to establish this flyway between Wisconsin and Florida. We will get them down to habitat that we know is good to get acclimated and do all of the things that they do in that first winter that they're down there.
In some years, the cranes have started migrating north on their own as early as March, but Joan Garland of the International Crane Foundation says the late arrival in Florida should not leave the birds too exhausted to fly again. She says they'll just be held for a shorter time at a stopover point north of the Chassahowitzka Refuge.
So hopefully if the migration, progresses fairly quickly here through Georgia, they would basically be arriving at Chassahowitzka generally about the same time as they have in the past 2 years.
The failure to get to the Florida refuge yet means there's still no test for whether wildlife officials have made enough changes to the Florida site. A storm last year led to the deaths of the 2006 flock of cranes. The Fish and Wildlife Service has 59 other birds in the whooping crane experiment, either adult birds or young cranes that followed older birds south, are in good shape. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.